This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting on a confidential UN report saying North Korea continued developing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the first half of 2021 in violation of international sanctions and despite the country's growing worsening economic situation. The report by a panel of independent sanctions monitors to the UN Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee said Pyongyang continued to seek material and technology for these programs overseas. North Korea's mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The isolated Asian nation imposed a strict lockdown last year amid the coronavirus pandemic, which has slashed its trade and aid access, hurting an economy already burdened by international sanctions. In June, leader Kim Jong-un said the country faced a tense food situation and much would depend on this year's harvests. North Korea has been subjected to UN sanctions since 2006 over its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The Security Council has increased sanctions in a bid to cut off funding for those programs. The Afghan government's Media Information Center said Friday that the Taliban has shot the director of the center to death at a mosque in the capital. The shooting comes days after the Taliban warned they would target senior administration officials in retaliation for increased airstrikes, and the Taliban did reclaim responsibility for that death. The director, Dawa Khan Minipal, had previously worked for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Afghan service, winning an award for bravery in 2020.